This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the losingest stocks on Wall Street today was a company called Helios and Matheson Analytics. HMNY is the ticker, down 54%, which sounds like a lot, and it is, except the share price of the parent company of the subscription service MoviePass went from 50 cents to 23 cents. So there's that. MoviePass, as you might have heard, has been having all kinds of problems lately, mostly because even though it just raised prices for its users, now it's $12.95 a month for as many movies as you want to go to, the company still has to pay full freight to movie chains every time you walk in the door, which is, in a strictly business sense, an opportunity for competition. That competition is here, and it's called Cinemia. It's got more realistic pricing, shall we say. It's now in the American market from its roots in Turkey and Europe. And Cinemia is today's installment of Corner Office. Rifat Oguz is the founder and CEO. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
So if I say movie ticket subscription service to people out there on Figueroa Street outside our studios, they're going to say MoviePass. Does that make you crazy?
Well, back then, yes.
Right.
Maybe like 6 months ago or a year ago. But almost one and a half years ago, no one actually the movie subscription.
That's true.
Yeah, and I was doing this business like 4 years.
Yeah, so we should say you started it in Turkey, right? You brought it over here. You brought it over here because you have to be in the American movie market. Is that the deal?
I think this is the capital of movies. Hollywood drives the movie market, yeah. And we need to be in this market.
So I want to get to the business side of this in a minute, but since you brought up Hollywood and the movie market, the movie business and the movie market is changing now, right? We're doing
a lot
of big tentpole movies. It's all brands and franchises, and you get a couple of biggies a year, and maybe not so many sort of artsy or independent films that don't always get all the buzz. What does that do to your business, right? How does that affect how you go selling these passes?
Well, it brings me back to why I actually found Cinemia.
Yeah.
Because 4 years ago, I was working for a corporate world. I was working for payment cards and the banks.
Yeah.
Then the passion for movies, because I love movies. So why don't we have a subscription so we don't actually limit ourselves, because right now we just go to see this big franchise like the Avengers or
right.
But we don't have a subscription.
The deal with subscriptions though is that it's got to make it cheaper for me than, I think I paid $17 a ticket to go see whatever the last one I saw was, right? Which is nuts. So make it worth my while, right?
So,
give me the pitch.
So if it is subscription, we create a bigger economy, and we can expect the demand.
Right.
So I figured out that from my background, I was dealing with payment cards, and
which is fundamentally kind of what this is, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of a payment card.
I always tell people, like, we are not in the movie ticketing business; we are in the financial technology business.
takes a little bit of the romance out of going to the movies, though.
Well, that's true, but
but that's okay because it's actually a business.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you look at MoviePass, which is for now the industry leader, right, and the trouble it's having, right, it's having some really serious issues. Do you get worried, or do you think that's an opportunity for you?
Well, I always see this like everything is an opportunity. Besides, about a year ago, after our move to LA,
yep.
They dropped their price to $9.99.
Yeah, they did.
All the investors asked me, like, going to do the same. And
your investor said to you, you're going to drop your price as well?
Yeah.
Because that's money out of their pocket, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. We will keep what we are doing, because this is how we succeed, right? So we keep $9.99 for two movie tickets, but we give more flexible options. So the casual moviegoers, like the competitors, are saying that later they will go less than a month, right?
Because right, less than once a month.
So if you're really going less than a month, we thought that you don't need an unlimited option.
One of the critiques of this company has been that its user experience is not necessarily great, some issues with the apps. How much of your time do you spend, now that you've got it up and running, how much of your time do you spend troubleshooting, and how do you fix that? Because once a consumer gets turned off, it's kind of tricky, right, to get them back.
Well, that's true. And we know that we're improving our apps every day, right? But one thing that we do in Cinemia, we have 60 people in our team.
Mm-hmm.
And from the IT, the marketing, the customer experience to finance, they all see all the like negative social media like reports every day when it happens. So then everybody knows what the issue is, and they're working to improve that. So that's one thing that we do every day.
How often do you go to the movies?
Right now, I go once a week.
Really?
Yeah. We need to be in the movie theater. We need to feel the audience.
Rifat Oguz, he's the CEO and founder of Cinemia. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
There is more to talk about on this. Obviously, subscription models being part of the wave of the economic future as they are. What, for instance, is Cinemia going to do about movie chains offering their own subscriptions? We've got the whole interview on our Corner Office podcast. Check it out.